Dark Knight Podcast. Thank you and welcome to the first ever Dark Knight Podcast. I'm your host, Zach Alafi. So how's everyone doing tonight? Or today, whenever you're listening to this? Alright, so what exactly is the Dark Knight Podcast? It's a podcast run by me, a great big love fan of Batman. And so what's the goal of this show? The goal of this show is to talk, converse, and have fun and talk about Batman in many ways, through emails, through Skype, through anything. Just to share the love, our collective love of Batman. What is going to be covered? Only comics? Movies? What? What's going to be covered? Everything. Movies, t-shirts, comic books, action figures, flamethrowers, whatever. If it has Batman, we're going to be talking about it, okay? Alright, well, first of all, let me explain to you my love of Batman. I am half Egyptian. My dad's Egyptian. And when I was really little, I lived in Egypt when I was about, two. And when I was in Egypt, they would show reruns of shows. Movies, you know, but it had Arabic at the bottom of it, right? Well, Mom would watch, you know, the movies, you know, Ghostbusters, that Titanic series they had earlier and everything. Well, they had Batman one time. The original with Tim Burton. Well, not the original, but the Tim Burton, Michael Keaton, Jack Nicholson one. And I watched that, like, every day. The whole time I was there, like for a year. I just loved it. I remember sitting there in the heat, you know, listening to it and watching it and doing it and all that kinds of stuff. And I just got captivated by him. I just thought Batman was such a kick-ass character that, you know, he could be... He's just really awesome. So I was thinking about what to do for this first episode. And I believe that I would go over my top five, or I should say, the order in which the movies that on Batman have come out, I would rank them. So, let me say that number five is Batman and Robin. It was a very nipple-ish movie, but, That's okay. No, it's not. The thing that I want to point out in that movie is that I think, and I also want to talk about it to Batman Forever, too, is that I think that George Clooney did okay when he was Bruce Wayne. Batman horrible, yeah, I get you. But I think that he was good as Bruce Wayne. And... You know, you all know Batman and Robin, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Uma Thurman, Chris O'Donnell, Alicia Silverstone, George Clooney, and of course, Michael Goh as Alfred. Directed by Joel Schumacher in 1997. When I first saw it, I was, you know, little, and I thought it was an awesome movie, but of course I was like, you know, like 9, I think, or something like that. Something like that when that came out. Yes, I am a little bit of a young one, but I can, I believe I can do it, Captain. But yeah, so I loved that one when it first came out. And, you know, but now I watch it, and the only reason why I watch it is, to see Uma Thurman, to be honest. And let me see. And you know, I guess that's it. You know, it's nostalgia, really. All right, Batman Forever. Batman Forever was a bit better. That's number four. Funny story with this one. We went to go see it at the movie theater. My mom took me. My mom, my aunt, and I believe my uncle. We went to see this, right? Okay. So we're there, and I'm all excited because it's Batman, and I love Batman, and Batman's awesome, and I've been watching the animated series every day after school and the whole thing, right? So we get there, and everything goes black, and I'm all excited. I remember I was, you know, Batman and everything, and the Riddler and everything. I loved the Riddler when I was a little kid. I mean, I loved him. I mean, just with the, you know, hee-hee-hee and all this stuff, it was great. So, sorry about that, someone walked in and scared me. So I was like, what? But anyway, back to the story. I was a little kid, and I was just excited. And we get all the way to the part where Jim Carrey gets to the island, you know, and they're sucking all their brainwaves and everything. And you're sitting there, and the film stops, and it burns right there. You know, film burn and everything, right? Oh, man. Okay, so they're like, this is going to take 20 minutes. Okay. You know, so I'm kind of, you know, bummed out. I'm like, I don't know if we're going to be able to see it, you know? Mom's like, no, you will. You'll be able to. Well, turns out that I was right. And they said, we'll give you a refund to, you know, go, you know, come see this again. You know, whenever you want to. Free, right? Okay. So, like, the next week, we decide, okay, we'll go. Because I still want to see it, of course. So we go. And we start watching it and everything, right? And, you know, when you're a little kid, you think, oh, my word, you know, something's wrong with the film. It's going to do that all the time. So, you know, when that part passed, I was like, all right, sweet. All right, very cool. Very nice. And about 5 minutes later, it burned again. I'm not kidding. It burned again. And I cried. I was little, and I cried like a little baby. I cried very hard. I didn't see the whole thing until it came out on video. I was first one there at Blockbuster, though, when it came out. But the thing about Batman Forever that I want to, you know, talk about, point out, is Val Kilmer. I think that Val Kilmer was an ex... Well, I mean, Michael Keaton and Christian Bale are excellent Batmans. Val Kilmer was a very good Batman. Bruce Wayne, not really. I didn't feel him. As Batman, he was pretty kick-ass, yeah. But I didn't think, you know. But anyway, so that's my little story on Batman Forever. Then at number three is Batman Returns. Batman Returns, when I was little, scared me. But then I watched it when I was older, and I loved it. And I still do. I still love it. Danny DeVito, Michelle Pfeiffer, Michael Keaton, Tim Burton. Come on. There you go. Anyway, I love the dark moodiness of the first two films. I think it's great. I always thought that Danny DeVito was very good, very amazing in that. And Michelle Pfeiffer was hot. But yeah, it was good. It was very good. My number two is Batman, of course. Batman, come on. Michael Keaton. Jack Nicholson, oh yeah, Tim Burton, Kim Basinger, trying to think of some of the other people who are in it, my mind went a blank, but the point is that that's an awesome movie, and like I said, that always has a special place in my heart, you know, great movie, I've watched it many times, I mean, when I was sick, when I've, you know, all different kinds of other stuff, you know, just, it's a great movie, I mean, it just appeals to me. I'm hoping that sometime in the future, if you guys enjoy this podcast, I hope to have a long and illustrious career of Dark Knight podcasts. We'll cover these more in depth as episodes, you know. But this is just, you know, warm up for me, warm up for you. Tell me if you like it or not. You know, tell me if you, you know. We'll get into that more towards the end, but still. Thank you for listening and pushing on through the jarble mess that is my mouth. But anyway, continuing on, my number one, and I don't think it might be a surprise to many of you, but it's Batman Begins. Loved it. Freaking loved it. Still do. Great movie. Christian Bale, Morgan Freeman, Michael Caine, Gary Oldman. Gary Oldman, I love Gary Oldman, and he's Commissioner Gordon. Come on. Well, he's not a commissioner, but he's Gordon. That's great. Come on. You can't deny that. It's a great, great movie. Liam Neeson. Come on, Liam Neeson. That's awesome. It's a great, great movie. I loved how they updated it, but yet they kept lots of the stuff the same. It was moody, it was dark. You know, it was great. It was what a Batman movie should be. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the hell out of that one. It was great. I saw it twice in theaters. Mm-hmm. I own the special Chewdisc edition. It's great. Excuse me. But anyway, so that's my those are my five. You know, hopefully someday there'll be like 10 that I can choose out of five. You know, but yeah, I think that's the right way to put them. I believe so. But if you think otherwise, here we go. Here's a little segue to our next part of our of the show. I want to thank everybody for dealing with me these last few minutes. I hope this gives you a little taste. I hope to fine tune it, make it better, make it longer, make it more fun and accessible, you know. And anything that you guys have to say to help me with that, it would be greatly appreciated. You can email me. You can email the show at darkknightpod@yahoo.com. D-A-R-K, another K, N-I-G-H-T-P-O-D, @yahoo.com. darkknightpod@yahoo.com. That's where you can reach me. You know, that's where I'd love to hear your comments on the show, what you think, what you didn't like, what I need to work on, what I don't need to work on, what do you think I should concentrate more on, you know, anything, it'd be greatly appreciated. Since we're wrapping up towards the end of my first show, I would like to acknowledge and thank a couple of people. I would love to thank, I mean it from the bottom of my heart, I'd love to thank CGS, Comic Geek Speak. Those guys have helped me through a lot of stuff. If you're listening out there, guys, you guys have helped me through a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff that's happened in my life, you know? And you've brought in this love, you know, right back, you know? And I want to thank you guys, and I want to thank you guys for giving me the idea of actually doing something like this. I think that I think this is a good idea, and I think you guys are awesome, and everything, and I have a lot to, you know, I owe you guys a lot, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I would also like to thank Chris Johnson from the Amazing Spider-Cast for giving me this idea. He kind of did. I was listening to his podcast one day, and I was saying, I really love Batman. They don't have a Batcast, so why don't I make the Dark Knight podcast? There you go. So I want to thank Chris Johnson for that, and I also want to thank Chris Johnson for showing me the my website, and also where my feed is hosted at. I want to thank him for that, because I was kind of scared about, you know, where to go, what to do, and he helped me with that. So I thank you. And please, any of you guys have any suggestions? I'm going to try and get smoother on the microphone. Please forgive. I'm sorry. But I hope that some of my banter was amusing. At least a little bit. Teensy bit. Please. Just a teensy. Yeah. Send me your emails. Be as critical as you want. In fact, I would love that if you guys were critical. I want you to tell me what I need. What do you think would be good? What do you think would be bad? Do you think this is a shaky idea? You think this is a great idea? You know, send me the emails, okay? All right. And just so you guys know, I'm going to try and get something on Comic Geek Speak. I am Hartigan Reborn at the forum. I haven't done many posts, but you should be able to find me, Hartigan Reborn, you know, Hartigan from Sin City. I hope that you guys have enjoyed this episode, and I hope this is one of many, many, many more to come. And remember, when evil's around, and in any form, the Dark Knight will be there. Good night.
Dark Knight Podcast.